Good morning. Good morning, Greater New Bedford. I'm Chris McCarthy. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you're having a great day. Always good to have the crossover with Tim. Tim does a wonderful job. We are going to start the day. We're going to have two mayors today. We're going to have the mayor of Taunton, Shauna O'Connell, just reelected. And at 11 o'clock, we'll have the mayor of New Bedford, as we usually do on Wednesdays, John Mitchell. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be doing whatever you want to do here at WBSM. Let's join Shauna O'Connell, the mayor of Taunton now. Good morning, Mayor. Congratulations on being reelected.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thank you. Thank you so much.
What is happening up there in Taunton? I love Taunton. My mother's from Taunton. You have a lot of space up there, a lot of things that are going on. Tell us about all the great things that are going on in Taunton.
Well, you know what? There is. There's so many amazing things going on in Taunton. We have a great team here, our city team. One of the really exciting things that is going to be happening very soon, we have been building a new public safety facility for a combined police and fire building. And that has been going on for about 2 years now. It's gone up very quickly. And we will be taking control of the building on December 1st and then begin, you know, the process of moving into the building. We have not had a new police station in over 100 years.
Wow.
And so everyone's really super excited that we were finally able to get this done because it has been talked about, Chris, for decades and decades, and now it's really happening.
We speak with Mayor Shauna O'Connell of Taunton. She was just reelected overwhelmingly. Mayor, what was the price tag on that, and how did you keep it at a reasonable level?
The price tag is about $67 million,
okay.
And it came in on time and under budget, which...
Beautiful.
You know, you just don't hear of these days on public projects. We were laser focused on making sure that we saved every penny possible and that it was an efficient strategic process. And we went out at the right time for everything. You know, the contractors we're working with are fantastic. P3 is our owner's project manager. And so getting all the right people in place and having a great finance team here in the city of Taunton, we were, you know, thrilled to deliver this to the people of Taunton under budget and on time.
We're speaking with Shauna O'Connell. Shauna, a lot of municipalities over the years, I know in Freetown we tried to do it, tried to nail down casino gaming. They tried to bring it to New Bedford. Like I said, we tried to bring it to Freetown in the 90s. But you've got it in the city of Taunton. Talk about what you and the Wampanoags are doing in the city of Taunton.
Yes, that's another exciting thing that's happening. The voters voted to have a casino here, you know, back in 2012, I think. And so it went through a lot of different lawsuits. And now the tribe actually has the land in trust. So it's their sovereign land. And they have started on a smaller scale to build up to a larger casino. So right now, they have about 200 slot machines or so, or they're moving toward that. And this past few months, they've had some outdoor concerts there that were super, super popular. And they're going for their alcoholic beverage license, which will be in place soon if it isn't already. So they're really moving forward in phases. And, you know, I definitely invite people to come visit the casino if they haven't yet.
Yeah, I would say that the audience that I, you know, correspond with regularly here, that is a very convenient location if they want to gamble. You know, you've cut off Encore. You got to go past Taunton to get to Encore if you're from the greater New Bedford area. So I think you're going to see a lot of success, particularly out of this area.
Yeah, I think so. You know, there is really nothing like that in this area, nothing. And as they grow and get closer to what was originally planned, I don't think it'll be on the scale that was originally planned, but it is definitely already growing. They started with 10 machines, months ago, and now they're already, you know, increasing that. So it's an exciting thing. And I know not everybody agrees with it. So we always want to make sure that we're paying attention to the neighborhood and mitigating any issues that arise, too.
No, you always have to deal with that. That's absolutely correct. We're speaking with Shauna O'Connell, the mayor of Taunton, Republican mayor of Taunton. Shauna, you were in the legislature before you were the mayor. You dealt with migrants, illegal aliens in the legislature. You had to deal with them really close when the governor flooded the city of Taunton, the hotel up there. Talk about your experience with it and how you worked on it.
Yeah, so that happened, you know, in a lot of communities across the Commonwealth is the state made deals with hotels that, you know, are obviously private businesses. And so the hotel in Taunton made a deal with the state to close down the entire hotel and become a migrant shelter. We were, of course, you know, not pleased with that at all. So, you know, we are glad that it is now closed. The migrant shelter is closed and it is going to be turned back into a hotel. But a lot of communities had to deal with that. And so, you know, it was something out of our control,
yes,
unfortunately.
Totally.
But we did, you know, make sure, you know, we went after them for being over capacity. You know, we took away suspended their liquor license for a little while and things like that, just to, you know, make some kind of impact here for our taxpayers.
No, we had it happen here in Fairhaven, and I'm a past selectman. And I said, why do they still, if it's a migrant shelter, why do they still have a liquor license? So I didn't understand why the selectman and the town manager didn't do that here, but whatever. You did it in Taunton, though, and I thought that was really commendable.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, then, I mean, I think they eventually ended up getting it back because they were doing, you know, still using their ballroom or whatever. But we held them accountable every
yes.
step of the way.
There's a Republican primary going on for the governor's office. We certainly, at least I believe, we need a change in the governor's office. Have you taken a position in that primary yet, Mayor Shauna O'Connell?
No, I haven't. You know, I think we have three really great candidates that are running, and
yes.
so we'll see how that plays out. But it's really nice to know that we have you know, people that are willing to step up to the plate that really care about Massachusetts and that want to make a difference in the governor's office.
We have Christmas coming up. My Nana lived in Taunton. She passed away now, but I always love the Taunton Green at Christmas time. People, if they haven't ever been there, really should make a trip. Can we expect a big festive Taunton Green again?
Oh, we sure can. Every year, that is what this Taunton is famous for. We are the Christmas city, and we have, you know, over 10,000 people come to Taunton on our Lights On Festival, for our Lights On Festival. And this year, that is December 5th, I believe. It's the first Saturday in December, and the opening ceremony starts at 4:30, and there's just so much to see and do throughout the whole entire city. Our Parks and Recs crew is working on the green, transforming the green into the beautiful Christmas city already. It's a ton of work. We started planning this months and months ago, and it's just a cherished tradition here in Taunton.
We're speaking with Shauna O'Connell, the mayor of Taunton. Shauna, the federal shutdown, how have you dealt with that in the city of Taunton?
We are luckily in a really great position financially.
Okay.
So our finance team, you know, as soon as we heard about, you know, the shutdown, and we went through everything to see how we were affected, we've been able to weather that storm. We hope that an agreement is, you know, being reached soon, just like everyone else does, because it's, you know, the job of Congress to get things done, not to shut down the government. So, you know, thanks to our strong financial position, we are in a good place right now. But people, you know, the inflation, all the price of things going up, it's just been hard for people. So in Taunton, we provide, you know, we look at any way we can save taxpayers money. So we give our senior citizens free trash bags. We have free household waste days for the whole entire community, where people can get rid of things like mattresses and tires and, you know, household items. So and those have been super popular. We have one every month.
Really? That's excellent. That's excellent. So that's Republican leadership up there in the city of Taunton. Tell my listeners other reasons why they should consider maybe investing, opening a business there in Taunton. What are you doing to attract economic development to the city of Taunton?
We have an excellent economic director of economic development, Jay Patikos, and we have programs for businesses to help them, you know, and entice them and incentivize them. Our downtown has never been so alive and booming. We have new stores, new services, new restaurants, and, you know, people get first-rate service when they contact the city of Taunton, and we walk them through the whole process. We help businesses find locations, and we have different programs like rent rebate program. We have a low-interest loan program. So we really try to be, you know, kind of think out of the box, I guess,
yes,
to attract businesses and make Taunton really a destination city. We also have arts downtown, where we have shows at the TPAC, Taunton Performing Arts Center. So we're paving all our roads, which just really matters to people, and we're doing that in all areas. And so a lot of great stuff happening in Taunton, and just people are seeing it come alive and be the city that they knew, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, no, I love Taunton. I think it's a great city, marvelously located. Really, it's just a jewel. It really is. Shauna, I really appreciate you reaching out to us this morning, getting in touch with me, and getting you here on the program. I don't want you to be a stranger, so I hope you can come back sometime.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much, Chris. Great talking to you.
Thanks. That's Shauna O'Connor, the mayor of Taunton, and doing a marvelous job up there. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back. It'll be open phones. Remember, we have the mayor of New Bedford coming in at 11 o'clock. Stick around. We'll be right back.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. I want to thank the mayor of Taunton, Shauna O'Connell, for getting up and making the appointment with us. The city of Taunton, a lot is going on up there. And she, of course, was at the forefront of fighting the illegal alien migrant invasion. Her city got hit hard. She dealt with it. And whatever she does politically in the future, there's a lot of lessons she learned with the federal government, with the state government. Of course, she was in the state legislature before, fighting to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse in the EBT program. Really dynamic leader, Shauna O'Connell. of course, we'll have the mayor of New Bedford here at 11 o'clock. The New Bedford Police Union is asking you for support while they negotiate for a fair contract and better education and training programs for their officers, new police equipment and technology, and for safe police staffing levels, right? The better education and the training, that's for you and me, their constituents, the members of the police union. They cannot do this alone. Please support public safety and your brave men and women of the New Bedford Police Union, the New Bedford police officers, while they keep the great whaling city safe, right? For more information, visit the New Bedford Police Union Facebook page or go right to their website, newbedfordpoliceunion.org, newbedfordpoliceunion.org. What's happening out there? We have a major situation with utility prices, right? Utility prices are unbelievable. Now, there is a group collecting signatures. It's called Citizens Against Eversource. They are collecting signatures to get on the ballot. And really interesting, ballot proposal is being put forward. Remember, that's how we got Prop 2.5 to protect property taxpayers. The governor's trying to get rid of that. That was passed in 1980 with a ballot initiative. So it's really possible. It's how we, some of us anyway, maybe regrettably, but did it, legalized marijuana. It was through a ballot initiative. 2016, we voted on it. Now, Citizens Against Eversource is trying to put forward a ballot initiative to strip out all of the additional payments that we have to make for the Green New Deal. It's really, how do I put it? It's not Eversource so much as the state legislature. Supermajority Democrats, with their Green New Deal religion, that put a bunch of stuff onto our bills to fund Green New Deal energy. That is why your bill is so high. That and the utility commission, appointees of the governor, have been slow to try to reduce rates to the degree that they can. So, a group of citizens Against Eversource, has put forward a ballot initiative, or they're trying to. And I have to give credit to Elijah D'Souza, who formed the group, but also Westport's own Christopher Thrasher. He's an attorney. Christopher Thrasher, he's a regular here on the program, went through all of the legislation, and he stripped out all of the add-ons that the supermajority Democrats put into the law. So he crafted a piece of legislation to be enacted by the voters that could be on the ballot, provided Citizens Against Eversource gets enough signatures. So, if you're on Facebook, or if you see them out there, get involved with trying to gather signatures. Certainly put your signature on the petition to get on the ballot to strip out all of the Green New Deal supermajority Democrat legislator agenda. There is something going on out there, guys, to try to lower the electric bills and the gas bills. What say you? I think it's amazing. First of all, Christopher Thrasher, really bright guy. He has worked all across the country on ballot initiatives, getting candidates on the ballot. And he's doing it now, or has been anyway. He laid down the intellectual work product for the ballot. And now it's up to citizens to go out and get the signatures. But I've had enough of these electrical bills, the gas bills. I know you have. And by the way, it is really hurting our ability to exist, our very existence. I got a letter from a woman in her 90s telling me how much her bill had gone up. What say you? 508-996-0500. I think it's outrageous. And while the rest of the country is experiencing a resurgence in energy, we are not. We have high prices, and it's cutting into everybody's standard of living. There is no doubt about it. It's cutting into your standard of living. You know, plumbing emergencies, they don't wait. They really don't wait. If you've ever had one, you know what I mean. And neither should you. So prepare for it. Write this down. BassReady.com. BassReady.com. Go to that website. At Bass Ready Router, We treat every call like it's our own home. Our family-owned business has been solving sewer and septic problems since 1974. That's when Jerry Ford took over, right? Whip inflation. Since 74, Bass Ready Reuter has been helping families like yours. And they have earned the trust of thousands of families with over 700 five-star reviews. Bass Ready Reuter believes customer service is a lost art, but they're here to keep it alive. Bass Ready Reuter. We may not be your first call, but we'll certainly be your last call. Visit Bass Ready Reuter, right? BassReady.com today. Open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. What's happening out there? I think it's outrageous that you and I are paying these utility bills. The President of the United States is trying to help the consumer, but our state government is preventing it. Our governor, and quite frankly, our supermajority Democrat legislature. Now, they imposed amazing costs on all of us, not just us, but when you go to Market Basket, you're paying for the Green New Deal. When you go to Stop and Shop, you're paying for the Green New Deal. Because our legislature imposed those costs on us. So that means you can't escape it. You can be as frugal as you want. You could freeze in your own home. You can reduce the hot water usage. But when you go to the market and buy butter, when you go to the market and buy eggs, you're paying because they have to pay. Market Basket, Stop and Shop, all the small businesses, restaurants in New Bedford, restaurants in Fall River, Freetown, here in Fairhaven, all of them are paying the cost of the Green New Deal, the state of Massachusetts Green New Deal. Keep in mind, Governor Baker vetoed all of this. They overrode his veto. So while we all curse Eversource and the utility companies, just remember, it's really the legislature. And we did it to ourselves. 508-996-05. Hopefully there'll be change coming. You need change. It's an open phone, though. If you got it on your mind, I want to hear about it. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, my friend.
What's happening?
How did you end up spending your Veterans Day?
Monday?
Yeah. No, yesterday.
I got all my blood taken out and cleansed and then put back in my body. And then that's what I did. What did you do?
I started out downtown. Well, I did some bus around with some friends for breakfast, and I went for the parade. I was there. Even with the cold, the parade itself, the length of it was closer to a half hour, which is one of the bigger ones in the last 10 years.
Yes.
It was great seeing some of the old-timers, like 75 and over, and it was really amazing. And as I'm sitting here listening to O'Connor, Mayor O'Connor, from 85 to 91, I lived in Taunton when Mark Pacheco was a city councilor and then became a senator and all that.
Yep.
I remember when Harry Bloom was on the city council, he was kind of like Saltzman here, the watchdog kind of guy, that kind of stuff. And having her come out once a month is that regional idea that we're all really fighting some of the same issues. And I think that's a great, great opportunity for us and for Taunton.
Yeah, Phil, I agree with you. I think she's doing a great job. I also have the senator from Taunton who took over from Mark Pacheco, Kelly Dooner. What do you think of the fact that they're now gambling in Taunton?
Oh, it's been a long, long time. A lot of my friends are Wampanoag, and the Helms family, which is one of the Wampanoag Nation, long-time friends, and they were on that 30 years ago. So I'm glad it's finally there. I'm going to be spending some time up there pretty soon. I have friends who still live up there. I go there at least once or twice a month. I was just up there last Wednesday coming back from an appointment, stopped off, seeing some friends. It's pretty amazing. And going back to yesterday's Veterans Day.
Yes.
Just as the Star Spangled Banner, as we were just, the girl that was singing it was just wrapping up, the sun came out like a spotlight over kind of like, they just say, over toward like St. Luke's, and it came down on the veterans that were right there in front of the stage. What a feeling, man. It put the hair on the back of my neck up, brother.
No.
And thank you for your service. I knew you was a Marine.
No, I wasn't in the Marines. I was in the Army Guard. But I appreciate that. No, and listen, it was the birthday of the Marines on Monday. Phil, thank you for that. That's an important story, right? I didn't see that. I was otherwise occupied. I didn't get a chance to go to any veteran celebrations yesterday. But look, it was my an opportunity for me, and I'm glad I served. I think that's how most people feel. I hope that's how they feel. If they had the opportunity. And we're physically capable and mentally capable of being in the service. I hope they feel that way as well. I think it was a good 6 years of my life. I'm glad I did it. And the reason I started out the program, well, first of all, with Shauna, I'm glad she was able to make it. The reason I started out the program talking about energy and utility, I was talking with a member of the business community yesterday, it was yesterday. And, it was yesterday morning. He said to me, energy and education, that is the problem around here. And opportunity, right? In other words, if you view the world the right way, you view problems as opportunity to make something better. And education needs to be better. I think it needs more opportunities, really. But also energy. We need much cheaper, consistent energy in this area. We absolutely do. This morning on CNBC, it's one of my go-to programs, they were talking about, they had the CEO of Chevron on, and he was talking about data centers and using natural gas to power AI data centers and AI, artificial intelligence. And I thought to myself, they're doing that in Texas. They have access to natural gas. We are being left out of that. And young people need much better education. And guys, the fact that we have a legislature that is committed, like totally committed, the way most Catholics are committed to the Trinity, to the green new energy stuff. It's really, to quote Joe Biden, which I don't do often, it's total malarkey, right? They're going to freeze us and leave us out of an incredible revolution. And the youth are going to pay, and all of us are going to pay. We have to make change. All right, I see you on hold, but I do have to take a break. Good morning, I'm Chris McCarthy. We will be right back, but not before I give you this opportunity. You know, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can really feel overwhelming. I understand. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions. Whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps, they even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and your savings. All you got to do is this. Visit C2SEnergy.com, C2SEnergy.com, and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. We'll be right back.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
right, the waiting. The waiting is the hardest part. We will have the mayor here at 11 o'clock. We'll be doing open phones until then. The education system locally, do you have enough options? You're going to get an option, possibly. They're looking to rebuild Old Colony. I don't know what the towns are going to do. The number of us are going to be, not all of us, but a number of us, are going to have a ballot initiative to vote on. I think it's Acushnet, Rochester, probably Mattapoisett. And I'm going to get people in as we get closer to the election to vote on a Proposition 2.5 override. Why is that important? Well, many of us have done it. We did it in Freetown. We built two schools in Freetown-Lakeville, during my tenure on the Board of Selectmen out there. It's hard to believe it was more than 20 years ago, but it was. It goes fast. So the problem today is that, the legislature has put in all of these, they're religious beliefs, quite frankly. Green New Deal, building codes, electrification of everything. But the problem is, we can't afford it. I don't believe we can afford it. You could build much better, less expensive schools, like the ones you and I went to, without all this Green New Deal electrification. And what I think is going to end up happening is a lot of communities are going to end up rejecting Proposition 2.5 overrides, which is what you need to increase property taxes to fund these buildings. Look, Proposition 2.5 is a godsend. It's really not a godsend. It came from the precursor to the Mass Fiscal Alliance, Citizens for Limited Taxation in Government. Barbara Anderson, Chip Faulkner, Chip Ford. Barbara Anderson passed away. The other people in that group, including Charlie Baker's father, was a mainspring of progress in that organization. They have passed away. Today we have Mass Fiscal Alliance. But Michelle Wu, the very powerful governor of Boston, wants the legislature to get rid of Proposition 2.5. So you and I, you could not afford your home without Proposition 2.5. I guarantee it. And you're already having a hard time with your taxes. So you've got to get clued in here in Fairhaven, Mattapoisett, Acushnet, Freetown. Reach out to your legislators, your state reps, and your senators, and tell them, preserve Proposition 2.5. Otherwise, your property taxes, your auto excise tax, are going to go through the roof. Absolutely, with this governor. Absolutely. Or you could just sell your property. Just sell your property now. You need advice on that? Well, reach out to my friend Jay Lanigan. Lanigan & Company is a full-service real estate brokerage and development company, serving clients of all sizes. Now, full service means that Lanigan & Company stays with their clients over the long haul. For Lanigan & Company, the relationship truly begins after the closing. Owning real estate, whether it's your home or a commercial property, it requires maintenance, administrative, financial, and of course, everyday repairs. Lanigan & Company is there to help you preserve and enhance the value of your property at the time of and after the closing, both residential and commercial. Visit the website, right, LaniganInc.com, or call Jay Lanigan directly today and get started. A growing part of Lanigan & Company's business is helping baby boomers like you downsize This is a process that requires preparing larger homes for sale and working with folks and their families to secure smaller, more manageable houses, condominiums, and apartments. Logistics, compassion, and collaboration drive these transactions. And Lanigan & Company is uniquely qualified and positioned to help people just like you coordinate all the moving parts to effectively and seamlessly downsize. Visit the website or call Jade today. Get started. It's a long process. Get started today. We'll take a break and then we'll be right back. Stick around. We'll be right back. Studies have come out. Doesn't surprise me that they're saying that. I saw a program on Channel 5, but I've been seeing this. New York Times has done some writing on it. It's been around in a lot of some of the deeper thought publications that are available, that this marijuana that's available today is super strong, super strong. Channel 5 had a broadcast on it, that it's leading to real psychological problems for the users, particularly among young people. I don't know if you ever experimented with marijuana, but it is, it's none of my business, but it's a lot more powerful than the stuff that was around, certainly in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. The stuff today is like, dare I say, chronically powerful. I mean, it's really strong stuff. People have to be really careful, and you should check out